You're cold. You look cold. Could that have anything to do with the rain? Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to do something or see something or go somewhere so bad that you had it all planned out, you had it all mapped out, what it would look like, how it should go? Most definitely. Okay, we probably all have, right? So for this morning, let's just pretend that the place that we want to go so badly we've never seen before is the beach, the ocean, okay? Okay, so imagine that you've never seen it. You've got it in your mind exactly how this is going to play out. And to play out any differently means it's not going to be as good. And she just made a face like she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so you find out that you're going to leave at 1. The trip takes about 3 hours, okay? So already you're starting to line things up exactly the way you think they should play out to make it perfect, aren't you? Yeah. Normally there's some traffic. Okay, well, let's talk about traffic. So it's 1 o'clock, you're packed, all your stuff is in the vehicle, you're waiting on the driver. The driver's not there yet. And you're thinking, 1 o'clock, we have got to leave at 1 o'clock or this is not gonna be good. It's not gonna work out like I planned. It's over. But driver shows up, he or she is only about 15 minutes late. You can pretend it's a grandparent, parent, aunt, uncle, somebody driving you, okay? So you're only 15 minutes late, but still your plan has already been messed with. So you're having to adapt and overcome how you're feeling, but you do, and you get on the road, and about an hour and a half later, when you're feeling really good about your plan and how it's all got to be, the driver announces, "We need to stop and get gas and check on that left rear tire." And you're like, "I know it's gonna turn into more than that. There's gonna be snacks and drinks, and nobody's gonna get back in the car, and we're never gonna get to the beach. This is not how I planned it. It's not going to go like I wanted it to, right?" Okay, she said that was her sister. Moving right along. So you're back in the car, everything's fine, it's just a little later than normal, and you're headed to the beach, okay? Hold that thought. I wanna tell you another little story about three people who thought that their plan was the best plan. The three people were Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and they were brother and sisters. And it's the same Mary that you've heard about before from the Bible who cleaned Jesus' feet with some very expensive perfume and with her long hair, same Mary. And she and Lazarus and Martha all loved Jesus a lot, and Jesus loved them a lot. They were very close. One day, Jesus was in one town, and Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were in another town. And Lazarus had become very sick. So Mary and Martha, they figured their plan was to get a hold of Jesus and it would all work out the way they thought it should. Jesus would leave what he was doing and he would come to their town where Lazarus was sick and he would heal Lazarus. They just knew it. They probably even thought he could do it from the other town. So they sent word to Jesus, expecting things to go the way they planned. But they didn't. The things didn't go the way they planned. Jesus didn't leave right away. In fact, he stayed where he was until after Lazarus had gotten so sick that he died. And by the time Jesus got to the town where Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were, Lazarus had been dead for a little while. And can you imagine Mary and Martha thinking, "You guys were friends, you love each other. We had it all worked out in our minds. It was all planned out. Why weren't you here?" Well, Jesus had a whole different plan. And he tried to explain to Mary and Martha and anyone else who was concerned about how he had done things. that there was more to this whole event than just what they had on their minds and in their plans. He wanted to teach them something. And they were limited, just like we are, in what we understand about Jesus' plans. But Jesus' plan came from the Creator. So his plan was the perfect one. So guess what? He raised Lazarus from the dead after all. Right there. He did. And so his teaching, by the way that he did things, teaches us even now that we may think we know exactly how things have to play out in order to be good, but we don't. Sometimes we're just wrong. And what that means is we have to trust what the Creator's plan is. And so let's go back, let's hold that story for a second and go back to the beach trip. So here you are, late, you're not there yet. You're just positive it's not going to work out. You're not going to get to see the ocean that first day. But guess what? Driver pulls you in, parks, you get out, you run up to the beach for the first time in your life, and you realize the driver got you there at sunset, which is probably the most beautiful time to see the ocean and the beach, with the oranges and the reds and the yellows in the sky, and then the blue and the silver down on the water. So the driver got you there at just the right time. Just like Jesus raised Lazarus at just the right time. He wanted us to understand there is the promise of something after this life. Way to go, Jesus, right?
Right.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for knowing more than we know. Help us to be patient along that path. Amen.